The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. If you'd like to call us, I will be glad to take the call. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. Milo Carter's with us. Milo Carter was with us at the Get Prepared Expos. He's been to the meetups. He was with us last Monday at the meetup, and he brought Nixall, N-I-X-A-L-L, with him. Sold out of gallons of Nixall. Welcome, Milo Carter.
Hey. Welcome, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Milo, I'm great. It's great to hear your voice. You know, the response to Nixall has been overwhelming. You know, Dr. Norman Shealy recommends it. We have some of our instructors who dilute Nixall and wash their produce in it. You know, soak their produce in it and then rinse it off and then eat it because they're afraid of these biotoxins, these pathogens. And what a success. I mean, everybody was polite not having, you know, when you ran out of Nixall, everybody said, well, that's okay. We'll see you next week.
And they will. I'll bring more.
Milo, seriously. Let's talk about what Nixall is, and let's talk about pathogens, and let's talk about detoxifying the body. But the reason I mention that first is the top of the hour news was talking about Barack Obama naming an Ebola czar. We have an Ebola czar now, the single point person to lead the charge against Ebola. So obviously, you know, many Americans are, I would say, very, very concerned. I got my hair cut, and the gals that work there are concerned about customers walking in with all kinds of diseases now. So what we've done is we've raised the level of, you know, when someone coughs, how serious is that cough and can I catch it? Same thing when people go to the Chinese factory outlet and there's a lot of people there, when people go to the mall. So now there's a new level of concern. And so can you tell us what Nixall is? Now, as a disclosure, I have absolutely no financial interest whatsoever in Nixall. I don't get paid for the sale of it. I don't get paid by anyone who sells it at our meetups. But I'm glad that you do bring it to the meetup because I'm able to buy it at a discount, and I use it here on the farm. As a matter of fact, one quick statement. Our Neapolitan Mastiff went for a walk with us a couple days ago, and all the dogs did. And we were checking the fields for hay, and there was a dead animal. It looked like probably a big cat. And it was rotting, and it really stunk. So naturally, our mastiff decided that she needed to roll around in that. And she really stunk. I mean, it was worse than being sprayed by a skunk, and which she's done before. Yeah, she's gotten sprayed. And I've sprayed her with Nixall. And so she's been sprayed about 5 light coats of Nixall. And she was allowed back in the house in about 20 minutes. But it really works, Milo.
Yeah. Well, so what it is basically we have the same chemistry that's in our white blood cells. In particular, there's a white blood cell that's called a neutrophil. And the neutrophil is one of those guys that goes out, tracks down, and engulfs a pathogen, and once it's inside the neutrophil, there's a chemical reaction that occurs where the neutrophil converts some of the water and salt that's in our blood and passes a little bit of electricity through it, through an enzymatic reaction, and it splits this sodium chloride, or salt, into different chemicals. And one of the chemicals that it makes is a chemical that's called hypochlorous acid. And hypochlorous acid is one of the most aggressive chemicals in a class of compounds called reactive oxygen species, ROS, and it means it just reacts with everything. So basically what happens, if you can visualize a log in a fireplace, it's on fire, and once the fire goes out and you look back in the fireplace, there is no log in there, but what you see is ash. And you can no more recreate that log out of that ash than you could recreate that pathogen after it's been exposed to hypochlorous acid and this really rich, or this really oxygen-enriched water that it exists in. So what happens is that the pathogen gets oxidized, and all of those macromolecules, all those really complex proteins and fats and carbohydrates that make up the pathogen are reduced to their most basic compound. So, you know, just like that log was reduced to its most basic compounds that we call ash. And so if you can make that translation, so it's what's left of the pathogen is essentially cellular ash. So what we have done is basically created that same chemistry that's in our bottles of Nixol, but instead of using enzymes to create the electricity, we use our local electric company. We import that electricity, run it through our electrolysis machines using a lot of really heavy-duty amps and voltage, and we run it through a weak salt water, and we create hypochlorous acid and a very high oxygenated water, and the chemistry looks pretty much like the same chemistry that's in that neutrophil, and we get the same type of, you know, cellular ash, if you will, once it's been exposed to a pathogen. Now, our disinfectant that people are very fond of is an EPA stamped product, and it's also stamped by an organization that's called the AOAC, and that is the American Organization of Analytic Chemists. Now, that's the old name, but now they just go by that acronym AOAC. And in chemistry, if the AOAC says, you know, this is how it is, you know, they're the gold standard. That's how it is. They're the they. And then we're also cleared by OSHA for safety. But the EPA says that we kill a big handful of the CDC's superbugs. And we kill MRSA and Klebsiella pneumonia, C. diff, VRE, CRE, and tuberculosis, and HIV, H1N1. And essentially, what happens to those organisms is that when they're exposed to our product, that hypochlorous acid and that really high oxygen content water go to work on them, and they are oxidized, just like flame oxidized that log. And when it's done, there's no complex molecules left of them. It's ash. In fact, I have a little meter in my office. It's called an ATP meter. And ATP is that compound that all living things have in common. And it's the currency that makes us all, literally gives us the spark of life. And when you're done cleaning an area with our product, many times that ATP is zero. and but most commonly it's around, you know, the 5-6 mark. But I've seen it clean down to zero. And when you get down to those numbers, the AOAC says, you know, you could manufacture vaccines, or that's clean room clean with that.
Okay. Milo, I want to restate that this is not a commercial. Okay, for the product that you're making available, and it has nothing to do with what you've said. It has to do with me having you on the air. The reason I really wanted you to be on the air is so that we could talk about this, because of the concern that people have about disease. And I've been using this product for years, literally for years, ever since I met Norm Shealy, and he talked about Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, since he's been talking about Nixol, and since I've met you and bought it, we have been using it here on the farm. If we get cuts, we have this little spray bottle. It's about 2 ounces. We spray cuts. We spray abrasions. We spray insect bites. When the dogs get wounded, they get sprayed. And, you know, I don't have the concerns about like a chlorine product that, you know, I'm talking about bleach. I don't have the concerns about, you know, the toxicity to us of chlorine. And, as a matter of fact, one thing that I would like to do as routine maintenance, we have an air handler, a couple of them here at the farm for the air conditioning and heat pump system. Now, we don't use heat the way most people do. We have an outdoor wood furnace, but there's a heat exchanger in the air duct system. But we use the blower motor and we use the furnace filters as many of our class have in their homes. I would like to atomize or use a one of those What do they call those, Milo? Where vaporizer? Yeah, a vaporizer. Oh, yeah. Where you have you know, a cold vaporizer where you put Ovix or something like that in it. If you have a child sick, I'd like to put that in front of the return ductwork so that I could have Nixol being vaporized to travel through the ductwork. Just as not because I'm concerned that we've got all kinds of bad things growing in there and it's yucky, but just as a maintenance item to prevent any mold that might have started, stop it right now. Will that work?
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. It's you know, our toxicity is extremely low. You know, the EPA does not allow me to say that it's non-toxic, but you know, I can say that it's extremely, extremely low, and that is a practice that I use in my own home, and I have a very young child at home that I'm very fond of. And,
Milo, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For a special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Milo Carter's with us. Milo, last night I got a call from one of our instructors. And he mentioned Ebola. I mean, the purpose of his call was he was out walking his dog late last night. And he called me and he said, "Hey, Vinny, I'm thinking about this Ebola thing. I'm really concerned." And he said, "You know, I've got my hand sanitizer." And I said, "Well, that, you know, that's a good start. But why don't you switch to carrying some Nixol with you?" And what his concern is, he is in an environment where he meets a lot of customers. I mean, a lot of people. And he's thinking that, you know, he's going to have to shake hands, and that's just the way it goes, and he wants to have some hand sanitizer. And I suggested Nixol. Now, I use Nixol as a deodorant. I mean, I really do. Hop out of the shower, spray Nixol. If I've got some tick bites, flea bites, whatever I have, I spray it on there. What do you think? What do you think about having that two-ounce bottle of spray as a preventative for coming in contact with live pathogens and disease? Aren't we better off just spraying with Nixol than a hand sanitizer?
You know, Vince, that's exactly what I do. And, and it's not because I have the ability to choose whatever it is that I want, and I always choose what I think is best. And you and I are in agreement on that because, you know, the only reason our product doesn't affect us, you know, like it affects the pathogenic cells, is because we have antioxidants within our body. And over the evolution of our species, we have learned how to protect ourselves from the very compound that protects us from those pathogens. So, you know, we have the natural ability to be immune to the effects of hypochlorous acid, but none of the other cells do. So that's why I use it. You know, when Nixol destroys a cell, it also destroys the DNA and the RNA, those proteins that allow it to reproduce itself. Those things die because they don't have any antioxidants within them. We thrive because we do have those antioxidants. And so when I'm out and about and I speak to a lot of people every year, and I get into some pretty big crowds when I speak, and they all want to shake my hand, and I'm pleased and proud to do that. But I'm also smart enough to know that I don't know where those people have been. I use it a lot on my hand.
Now, Milo, I'm reading the headlines now. There's a post that I have not put a link to yet, but there's an Ebola scare on a Caribbean cruise ship, okay? And a U.S. health worker was quarantined in a cabin after coming in contact with an infected specimen from patient zero at the Texas hospital. Now, wouldn't they be prudent to use one of those vaporizers in that cabin with Nixol and just turn that on? I mean, wouldn't it? Who wants to go in that cabin after that person who came in contact with Ebola has been there? I mean, who's going to want to get on this cruise ship?
Well, you know, personally, when I travel, that's exactly what I do when I get into my hotel room, regardless of the situation. You know, because who knows who's had what in that public space. And yeah, it is a very good idea to do that. And I am working very closely with a couple of groups now, for that very thing that you just mentioned. We are looking at ways to decontaminate and disinfect, public places like hotel rooms and airplanes and trains and that. And, you know, they're very, very interested in that because of the efficacy of this product.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with Judy Dollarhite, and I believe you know John and Judy Dollarhite. And we're planning on going on a one or overnight event. And they've got rubber sheets. I mean, they you're going to be staying in a motel, and they've got rubber sheets, and they're really concerned. So I'm sure they're going to bring Nixol and a sprayer and spray down the bed and the linens and the floor and everything, and maybe even bring a vaporizer with them when they go. Just a thought. Milo Carter's with us. We'll be right.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Meet up on Monday at 4:45, Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield. 4:45 to 8 p.m. And it's absolutely free. If you'd like to join us for dinner, you're certainly invited. And we're going to be talking with Scott Mather. He's going to be telling us about how to maintain our vehicles, trucks and cars, especially as winter's coming. And Milo Carter is going to be giving us an update and teaching us about pathogens. And he'll be making a Nixol available at fabulous prices. That's when I'm going to get my case. So, Milo, I need 5 gallons, Milo. So if you could just put that on your list, I'd appreciate it. Class the bunker files. If you'd like to tune in, you can go to usapreparedness.com. I'm going to be on the air from 2 to 4 on the bunker files today, and we're going to be talking about preparedness in case you have to hunker down. Let's say you're concerned about Ebola or whatever the reason may be, and you have to stay home. Let's say the power grid goes down. We're going to be talking about what to do, how to do it, and how to save money doing it. That's today, 2 to 4 Central Time. Link at usapreparedness.com. usapreparedness.com. Milo, there really is a lot of concern about Ebola, and the bottom line is we have to stay out of harm's way. I know people are getting suits, they're getting environmental suits, they're getting masks, they're getting all kinds of things. Doesn't the strategy that makes the most sense, isn't that stay out of the way?
Yeah, if you know the bear's going to bite you, don't get close to the bear, right? Be proactive. You know, do the best that you can. I mean, the folks who say they know, I've been doing a lot of research. I mean, there's been research done on Ebola and these hemorrhagic fever viruses that goes back, a couple of decades. And you have to be pretty, well, just not too smart to go up. And if you see somebody that's covered in these blisters that erupt on the skin from the virus, they're bleeding from their eyes and their nose, and you come up and you grab them barehanded, don't do that. If you're a healthcare worker and you're working with people that have been diagnosed with this, make sure that you have hazmat and decontamination protocols down pat. A good friend of mine is a decontamination specialist. He works with, in fact, he works with the folks down in Texas on occasion and nationwide. And he says, some of the things that they've done there is really a violation of their own protocol. It takes two people to get out of a hazmat suit. You don't take it off yourself. And, as we saw the other day when they were transferring that patient from the ambulance to the plane, you got guys in hazmat suits, and then you got one character carrying a clipboard, in street clothes. Right. That's a special kind of stupid, I guess. I don't mean to be
Milo,
hard,
Well, I think you're being accurate. Milo, I have in my hands a publication from a hospital in the Springfield community. Yeah, this is the real deal. This is from them. And I have the memo that's the cover memo. It's dated October of this year. And it has the CDC recommended practices for putting on personal protective equipment. PPE is what they call it. And this PPE equipment is an open back gown, the kind of thing that a patient would wear. An open back gown from the neck to the end of the gown, which I guess comes down to about the knees. The mask, and it shows how to put the mask on. This mask is what a surgeon might wear. It's nothing, there's no face shield, there's no pressurized suit. It's just a common mask. And then goggles. Goggles would be something that I might wear if I'm taking a four-wheeler out or a tractor to cut hay. And then gloves. That's it. That is it. And then you can take this off by yourself. What I'm saying is I don't think we're prepared. I don't think this is not the level 4 containment that we're talking about. And this says that if you come in contact with someone who fills out this questionnaire that indicates that a positive response to one of the questions, call infection control immediately. Call them. Now, I'm pretty concerned about the lack of preparation, the lack of information. This is between 70% and 90% deadly, right? If you get it,
that's right. Yeah,
There's a high likelihood.
You look at them, you go, okay. So they're not comparing apples to apples here. I mean, here's the difference. I mean, so HIV is an extremely virulent virus, and if you don't take precautions, you know, you're really looking at about the same mortality rate. Okay, but this isn't the same thing. You know, if you were working with someone who had AIDS and you had on that garb that you just described,
yeah,
you know, that would probably be really safe. Not safe. According to the literature that I've read, it only takes 10 of these individual viruses to inhabit your body and colonize. That's what it takes to get from that. Other viruses like H1N1, which is, or the Spanish flu, you know, the one that wiped out a huge portion of the population back in 1918, took much more than that. Ebola is not any more hardy, which means harder to kill, than any of those other viruses. It's just that it takes so few of them to do it. And that's really the kicker about it. If you want to put it into a different perspective, you know, say that you're going deer hunting and usually if you're going to go deer hunting, you're going to use a medium-sized caliber rifle and it takes one shot to kill it. That's pretty good, but now you can go deer hunting with a BB gun and get the same mortality rate, you know. So that's the difference of scale. And so instead of using a 30-06, you know, to go deer hunting with and getting a good ethical kill, you know, now you're saying you can go, you know, deer hunting with a BB gun and get a good ethical kill. So, I mean, it's the scale that we're talking about. Ebola is very virulent, not necessarily hardy, though. I mean, World Health Canada has a list of disinfectants that they feel that Ebola is sensitive to, and one of them is chlorine bleach, and the other one is acetic acid. That's vinegar. So we can kill it on surfaces, but the trick is you got to kill all of them. And when this thing reproduces in the skin and you start bleeding from the eyes or, you know, vomiting or the diarrhea that comes with it, there's an incredible amount of virus load within those fluids. And so that's where it comes in. Not that it's any harder to kill. It just takes so little of it. And that's where they...
Milo, I just... I've been receiving some questions about Nixol. So what I just did just a few seconds ago is I posted on our website, usapreparers.com, the link to Nixol. So if you just go to usapreparers.com, page one, top of the page, you'll see Milo Carter, Nixol. Click on that. It'll take you right to the Nixol page. Milo, we've got a caller, Kyle in Montana. You're on with Milo Carter and me, Vin Fanelli. Welcome.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Vince and Milo. I had a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
Number one, I think it's just prudent to have a whole bunch of those N95 masks. I was wondering, would it do very much good, and would it be harmful to inhale the vapors if you were to spray those N95 masks with Nixol?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Kyle, and, I'm in an awkward position here. I can tell you what I would do, but I can't tell you what to do, because, you know, under those government regulations, they'll come up and they will bludgeon me with them. But I can tell you what I would do. Absolutely. I would do that. But that's me. I can't tell you to do that, but you're obviously a grown up and pretty darn smart. So you do what you need to do.
Okay. The next question is, I was wondering if you took the Nixol and put it in a nebulizer and it, you know, just vaporizing it out into the air, would inhaling the fumes do any harm that way?
Well, you know, that's another good question. And again, I'm under those same regulations, but I can tell you what some veterinarians have done, and I'm easily can do that. So you know, figure out what I'm saying here. But, you know, the veterinarians, I have a veterinarian that had a horse that had a lung and bronchial situation and was running a fever, and that's exactly what he did for the horse. And the horse recovered very quickly, and he was very happy, and the veterinarian was very happy with me. Personally, I have done that myself. And I was very pleased with that result, but, you know, I can't tell you to do that, and nor would I.
I understand. Yep, I know.
Kyle?
Yeah.
I've seen Milo at the expo spray it in his face. I've seen him spray it in his eyes. I'm not recommending that anyone follow his lead, as he's recommending that you don't follow his lead. But I've seen him do it, and his eyes have not watered. Milo, you were talking about, we were going to talk about detox, but you were talking about some people have sprayed this on skin tags. They've sprayed it on other parts of their body. You want to talk about that when we come back?
Sure, I'll be glad to talk about it then.
Okay. Hey, Kyle, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, yeah, and thank you, Kyle. I appreciate the question. Good question.
Yeah. Milo, and I'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God? You're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Milo Carter's with us. Milo, Hurricane Gonzalo is approaching Bermuda. The waves are expected to be 35 to 45 feet high. Heavy damage is expected. 125-mile-an-hour winds are on. That's the speed of the winds currently. And the reason I'm mentioning this and the reason I'm mentioning Nixol, you know, when you have that kind of damage, you have death, you have animals that die and rot, you have disease, and what do you do about it? And well, one thing you do about it is you protect yourself, and one of the products that I use is Nixol. So, Milo, doesn't that make sense to have it? I mean, seriously. I mean, I know you're in the business of selling it and marketing it and so forth, but doesn't it make sense?
Well, it does. You know, and the nice, you know, the nice thing about us, you know, the Marines have looked at us for a number of different things and use us. You know, the product has been in existence in one form or another, you know, geez, for at least 100 years. And it's very effective. You know, the thing with this has been stabilization of the product, and that is no longer a concern. So you have this product that's essentially your white blood cells chemistry, the way it kills pathogens within the body, and it's been, you know, and just about any mammal uses the same chemistry in their white blood streams. You know, so I mean, I guess we could call it a natural product, even though we create it here in the factory from an inorganic source like salt. But, you know, it's a chemical that's native to our bodies. You know, EPA even says that we're safe enough to be poured down the drain. And when it does break down, it just breaks down into salt and water. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. You get this really effective biocide, and you also get the added benefit that it doesn't cause irritation to the person that's using it. So, yeah, to me it makes sense.
Milo, we have a problem with insects here at the farm. Well, flies, and you know the problem is the dogs like to sleep right at the kitchen door, right at, on the mat. The cats like to sleep there. I even have a cow who figured out that he can sleep there. And you know the cow poops there, and of course that we have, you know, we wash it off immediately. But you know the flies still remember that the cow was there. I spray that with Nixol, and it seems to stop the flies from wanting to come around the back door. Have you experienced something like that, or is it just me?
Well, actually, that I have experienced that, but think about what it is that the flies are actually trying to do, I mean, are doing, and they're being attracted to an environment. And within that environment are a bunch of pretty complex chemical bait, if you would, for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're smelling the feces, they're smelling the gases that come off of the feces, you know, they're there to lay eggs within it, and the maggots are going to eat it, and that's what they're looking for. But when you treat anything with this, you change the chemical composition of it. You take all those big complex chemicals and you reduce them down to their smallest denominators. You've changed the environment and you've changed those chemical bait. So there's no attraction for it. There's no reason for them to be there. You know, Nixol is not an effective insecticide. It just changes the environment so those insects are not attracted to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And it works.
Yeah.
And Milo, the reason I'm buying 5 gallons, one of our class asked me to pick up a gallon for her, so one's for her, and our children are going to get a gallon each, and we'll have a gallon here at the farm. We still have a half a gallon left, and it goes a long way, class. It really does. It lasts much, much longer than the label says. Milo Carter, thanks so much. We'll see you on Monday. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the meetup. Nixol.com, Nixall.com. If you want, you go to USAPrepares.com. Click on Milo Carter Nixol. It'll take you right to his website. This is not a commercial. I think it's something that you should have in your preparedness arsenal to fight pathogens and disease. I'm Vin Finelli, class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Bunker Files from 2 to 4. Link on the website.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.